Relax and let me tell you a story that will make you drift off to sleep. Today's tale is called No One Know How the Zombie Virus Began, But Humanity Is on the Ropes. Chapter 1. The world had become a wasteland, overrun by the undead. No one knew how the virus started, but it didn't matter anymore. All that mattered was survival. For Jack, survival meant living behind the fortified walls of his compound. He had lost count of how many times he had fought off the horde that relentlessly pressed against the walls. One night, everything changed. A figure appeared out of nowhere, cutting through the horde like a hot knife through butter. Jack watched in amazement as the stranger approached the wall. The stranger was tall and lean, dressed in black leather from head to toe. His face was obscured by a hood, but Jack could feel the intensity of his gaze. The stranger spoke in a deep, commanding voice. "I have a deal for you. The vampires are starving. Help feed them, and in exchange, they will protect you from the other undead menace." Jack was taken aback. Vampires? He had heard of them, but he had never seen one. And now this stranger was asking him to feed them? But the stranger's eyes bore into his, and Jack felt a strange sense of trust. "What do I have to do?" he asked. The stranger explained the plan. They would lure the undead away from the compound and lead them to a designated location where the vampires would be waiting to feed. In return, the vampires would provide protection for the compound. It was a risky plan, but Jack could feel the weight of the stranger's words. He knew that this was his chance to make a difference. This was his chance to become a hero. And so, Jack agreed to the stranger's deal. Little did he know, this was only the beginning of his journey. Chapter 2. Jack spent the next few days preparing for the plan. He gathered a small team of trusted individuals and briefed them on the details. They would need to be stealthy and quick, as any noise or delay could attract the attention of the undead. On the night of the mission, they set out into the darkness. Jack led the way, his heart pounding in his chest. He kept his eyes peeled for any movement, any sign of danger. As they neared the designated location, they could hear the moans and groans of the undead. Jack signaled for his team to take up their positions. They waited in tense silence, ready to strike. Suddenly, the undead came into view. They were a horde of grotesque creatures, their eyes vacant and their limbs contorted. Jack felt a surge of fear, but he forced himself to stay focused. He gave the signal, and his team sprang into action. They used their weapons to draw the undead away from the compound, leading them towards the waiting vampires. The vampires were unlike anything Jack had ever seen. They were tall and elegant, with sharp fangs and piercing eyes. They descended upon the undead, tearing them apart with savage efficiency. As the last of the undead fell, the vampires turned to face Jack and his team. They approached with a regal grace, their eyes fixed on Jack. "You have done well," one of them said. "We will honor our end of the bargain. Your compound will be safe from now on." And with that, the vampires disappeared into the night, leaving Jack and his team to make their way back to the compound. As they walked, Jack felt a sense of pride and accomplishment wash over him. He had done something good, something meaningful. And he knew that he was just getting started. Chapter 3. Jack returned to the compound with a newfound sense of purpose. He knew that he had made a deal with vampires, creatures that were once thought to be only myths and legends. But now, he had seen them with his own eyes, and he knew that they were real. Over the next few weeks, Jack and his team continued to work with the vampires. They would lead the undead to the designated location, and the vampires would feed. In return, the compound remained safe from any attacks. However, not everyone in the compound was happy about the arrangement. Some of the survivors were skeptical of the vampires, and they didn't trust Jack's judgment. They believed that the vampires were using them for their own purposes, and that they would eventually turn on them. Jack tried to reason with them, but they refused to listen. They began to spread rumors and gossip about him, and soon, he found himself isolated from the rest of the survivors. One day, Jack received a message from the vampires. They wanted to meet with him alone, without his team or any of the other survivors. Jack knew that this was a risky move, but he also knew that he needed to maintain the trust of the vampires. He snuck out of the compound and made his way to the designated meeting spot. When he arrived, he was surprised to see that the vampires had brought a human with them. The human was a young woman, no older than 20. She was thin and pale, with dark circles under her eyes. Jack could tell that she had been through a lot. The vampires explained that they had found her wandering alone in the wasteland. She was weak and hungry, and they had taken her in. However, they could not feed on her, as she was not infected with the virus. They asked Jack to take care of her, to give her a safe place to stay. Jack agreed, and he took the young woman back to the compound. At first, the other survivors were wary of her. They didn't trust her, and they didn't trust Jack for bringing her back with him. But as time went on, the young woman began to prove herself. She helped with the chores and the defenses, and she showed a willingness to learn. Slowly but surely, she began to gain the trust of the other survivors. And Jack knew that he had made the right decision in bringing her back with him. As the days turned into weeks, Jack continued to work with the vampires. He knew that their arrangement was not perfect, but it was the best chance they had at survival in this new world. And as he watched the young woman thrive in the safety of the compound, Jack knew that he had made a difference. He had saved a life, and he had helped to create a community where people could come together and work towards a common goal. For Jack, this was what it meant to be a hero. To fight for what was right, even when it was risky or unpopular. To make a difference, no matter how small. And he knew that he would continue to fight for as long as it took to rebuild this world. Chapter 4. Jack woke up to the sound of commotion outside his room. He quickly got dressed and headed out to see what was going on. As he walked through the compound, he noticed that everyone was gathered at the main gate. "What's going on?" he asked a fellow survivor. "It's the undead. They've breached the perimeter," the survivor replied, fear in their voice. Jack's heart sank. This was their worst nightmare come true. He quickly made his way to the gate, where he saw the horde of undead pressing against the walls. "We have to hold them off," he shouted to his team. They quickly got into position, ready to fight. Jack could feel his heart pounding in his chest as he watched the undead get closer and closer. Suddenly, a figure appeared out of nowhere, cutting through the undead like a hot knife through butter. It was the stranger in the black leather. "Get back," he shouted to Jack and his team. "I'll take care of this." The stranger moved with incredible speed and agility, taking out the undead with ease. Jack watched in amazement as the stranger fought, his movements so fluid and graceful that it was almost like he was dancing. Within minutes, the horde was gone, and the stranger turned to face Jack. "You're welcome," he said, a sly grin on his face. "Who are you?" Jack asked, still in shock from what he had just witnessed. "I'm a hunter," the stranger replied. "I hunt the undead. And I have a proposition for you." Jack was skeptical. He had been burned before by making deals with strangers. But there was something about this hunter that made him feel like he could be trusted. "What kind of proposition?" he asked. "I'm putting together a team. We're going to take out the source of the virus. We need people who are willing to fight, who are willing to risk everything to save the world. And I think you're just the kind of person we need. Jack weighed the decision in his mind. He knew that this was a risky move, but he also knew that he couldn't continue to live in fear behind the walls of the compound. "I'm in," he said, determination in his voice. The hunter smiled. "Good. Meet me at the designated location tomorrow night. We'll discuss the details then." And with that, the hunter disappeared into the night, leaving Jack to ponder the decision he had just made. He knew that this was a chance to make a difference, a chance to fight for something greater than himself. And he was ready to take that chance, no matter what the cost. Chapter 5. Jack arrived at the designated location the next night, his heart pounding with anticipation. He had spent the entire day preparing for the mission, gathering his weapons and supplies. As he approached the meeting spot, he saw that the hunter was already there, along with a few other individuals. They were all dressed in black, their faces obscured by hoods and masks. The hunter greeted Jack with a nod. "Welcome to the team," he said. Jack nodded back, feeling a sense of camaraderie with these strangers. They were all there for the same reason, to fight for the greater good. The hunter began to explain the plan. They would need to infiltrate a laboratory where the virus was being developed. It was heavily guarded, but they had a mole on the inside who would help them get in. Jack listened intently, taking mental notes of the plan. He could feel the weight of the mission on his shoulders. If they succeeded, they could potentially save the world. But if they failed, they would all be doomed. The team set out towards the laboratory, moving in silence. Jack could feel the tension in the air as everyone focused on the task at hand. As they neared the laboratory, the hunter signaled for them to take up their positions. Jack crouched behind a dumpster, his heart racing as he watched the guards patrol the perimeter. Suddenly, there was a signal from the mole. It was time to move. The team sprang into action, taking out the guards with swift, precise movements. Jack felt a surge of adrenaline as he fought, his training kicking in. They made their way into the laboratory, moving quickly through the halls. Jack could see the fear in the eyes of the scientists as they passed by. They were all working on the virus, unaware of the danger they were in. The hunter led the way to the main lab, where the virus was being kept. They could hear the sound of alarms blaring in the background, but they pressed on. As they entered the lab, they were confronted by a group of guards. Jack fought with all his might, using his weapons to take them down. Finally, they reached the virus. It was contained in a small vial, the key to the end of the world. The hunter took the vial and smashed it on the ground, destroying the virus. Jack could feel a sense of relief wash over him. They had done it. They had saved the world. But their victory was short-lived. The alarms were growing louder, and they could hear the sound of more guards approaching. "We need to get out of here," the hunter shouted. They made their way back through the laboratory, fighting off guards as they went. Jack could feel the weight of the mission bearing down on him. They had to make it out alive. Finally, they reached the exit, where a van was waiting for them. They piled in, the hunter taking the driver's seat. As they drove away from the laboratory, Jack could see the flames in the rearview mirror. The laboratory was burning to the ground, taking the virus with it. They had done it. They had saved the world. As they drove into the night, Jack felt a sense of pride and accomplishment wash over him. He had fought for something greater than himself, and he had succeeded. For Jack, this was what it meant to be a hero. To fight for what was right, even when it was risky or unpopular. To make a difference, no matter how small. and he knew that he would continue to fight for as long as it took to rebuild this world. Chapter 6. Jack and the team drove for hours, putting distance between themselves and the laboratory. The adrenaline from the mission was still coursing through Jack's veins, but he could feel the exhaustion creeping up on him. The hunter had been quiet for most of the drive, his eyes fixed on the road ahead. Jack wondered what was going through his mind, but he didn't want to break the silence. Finally, the hunter spoke. "We did it," he said, a hint of satisfaction in his voice. Jack nodded. "Yeah, we did." The other members of the team began to chatter excitedly, recounting their favorite moments from the mission. Jack listened, but his mind was elsewhere. He couldn't shake the feeling that something was off. The hunter had seemed distant, almost detached, during the mission. And now, he seemed almost too pleased with their success. Jack decided to confront him. "Is everything okay?" he asked. The hunter glanced at him, his expression unreadable. "Why do you ask?" "I don't know," Jack said. "You just seem different. Like you're not really here." The hunter sighed. "I've been doing this for a long time, Jack. Longer than any of you. And I've seen a lot of good people die trying to do what we just did." Jack felt a pang of guilt. He had never thought about the hunter's past, or the toll that this kind of work could take on a person. "I'm sorry," he said. "I didn't mean to be insensitive." The hunter shrugged. "It's fine. Just know that this isn't the end. There will always be more missions, more battles to fight." Jack nodded. He knew that the hunter was right. The world they lived in was still a dangerous place, and there was still so much work to be done. As the van rolled on, Jack felt a sense of camaraderie with his team. They had been through something together, something that had brought them closer. And he knew that they would continue to fight, no matter what the future held. For Jack, this was what it meant to be a hero. To fight for what was right, even when it was risky or unpopular. To make a difference, no matter how small. And he knew that he would continue to fight for as long as it took to rebuild this world. Chapter 7. Jack returned to the compound with a newfound sense of purpose. He had just been part of a successful mission to destroy the virus, and he knew that he wanted to continue fighting for a better world. As he walked through the gates of the compound, he was greeted by the familiar faces of his fellow survivors. But something was different. They looked at him with a newfound respect, as if they knew that he had been a part of something important. Jack made his way to his room, where he collapsed onto his bed, exhausted but exhilarated. He knew that he had just taken a step towards rebuilding the world, towards creating a future that was worth fighting for. But as he lay there, he couldn't shake the feeling that something was off. He had seen the hunter's expression during the mission, and he knew that there was something troubling him. Jack decided to seek out the hunter to see if he could help in any way. He made his way to the designated meeting spot, where he found the hunter sitting alone, staring out into the wasteland. "Hey," Jack said, taking a seat next to him. The hunter didn't respond, but Jack could feel the tension in the air. "Is everything okay?" Jack asked. The hunter sighed. "I don't know, Jack. I've been doing this for so long, and sometimes it feels like it's all for nothing." "What do you mean?" Jack asked. The hunter turned to face him, his eyes intense. "I've seen so much death, so much destruction. And for what? To keep fighting a never-ending battle? Sometimes I wonder if it's all worth it." Jack was taken aback. He had never seen the hunter like this, vulnerable and unsure. "But we have to keep fighting, don't we?" Jack said. We have to keep trying to make things better. The hunter nodded. You're right. We can't give up. But sometimes it feels like we're just spinning our wheels. Jack thought about the hunter's words, about the weight of their mission and the toll it could take on a person. He knew that he couldn't solve all of the world's problems, but he could make a difference in his own way. Listen, Jack said. I know that it can be hard to keep going, but we have to keep trying. We have to keep fighting, even when it feels like we're not making a difference. Because in the end, every small action counts. Every life saved, every moment of kindness, every act of bravery. It all adds up. The hunter looked at him, his eyes softening. You're right, Jack. Thank you for reminding me of that. They sat in silence for a few minutes, watching the sun set over the wasteland. Jack knew that there was still so much work to be done, but he also knew that they were not alone in their fight. Together, they would continue to fight for a better world, one small step at a time. Chapter 8. Jack spent the next few days reflecting on the mission and the conversation he had with the hunter. He knew that their work was far from over, and that there were still many challenges ahead. But he also realized that he couldn't do it alone. He needed the support of his team, the trust of the vampires, and the cooperation of the other survivors in the compound. He decided to hold a meeting to discuss their next steps and to address the concerns of the other survivors. He gathered everyone together in the main hall, standing at the front of the room. Listen, I know that some of you are skeptical of our arrangement with the vampires, he began. But I want you to know that we are doing everything we can to keep this compound safe. And we need your help. He went on to explain the plan for the future, including more missions to destroy any remaining virus labs and establishing trade relationships with other survivor groups. We can't do this alone, he said. But together, we can create a better world. A world where we don't have to live in fear, where we can rebuild and thrive. There were murmurs of agreement from the crowd, and Jack felt a sense of relief. He knew that he had their support and that they were all working towards the same goal. As the meeting ended, Jack was approached by the young woman they had rescued during the mission. She looked at him with gratitude in her eyes. I just wanted to thank you, she said, for saving me and for everything you're doing for this compound. Chapter 9. As the days passed, Jack and his team continued to work with the vampires, leading the undead to them for feeding in exchange for protection of the compound. The arrangements seemed to be working well, and the survivors were slowly coming around to the idea of working with the vampires. One day, as Jack was walking through the compound, he heard a commotion coming from one of the buildings. He quickly made his way over, his hand on his weapon. As he entered the building, he saw that a group of survivors had cornered one of the vampires. They were armed and angry, their fear and hatred palpable. Jack knew that he had to act fast. He stepped in front of the vampire, holding up his hands in a gesture of peace. Everyone calm down, he said. This vampire is here to help us. The survivors looked at him skeptically, but they lowered their weapons. Jack turned to the vampire. What happened? He asked. The vampire looked at him, his eyes sad. I was trying to help one of the survivors who had been bitten. But they didn't trust me. They thought I was going to turn on them. Jack could understand their fear, but he also knew that the vampire had been nothing but loyal to them so far. Listen, he said, turning to the survivors. I know that it's hard to trust someone who is different from us. But this vampire has been helping us, and we need to show him the same respect. The survivors grudgingly nodded, and Jack led the vampire out of the building. As they walked, Jack could see the sadness in the vampire's eyes. I understand their fear, he said. but it still hurts. Chapter 10. As the days turn into weeks, Jack and his team continue to work with the vampires and the other survivors in the compound. They had established a sense of trust and cooperation that had not existed before, and the compound had become a true community. The survivors had come to rely on Jack and his team, and they had become heroes in their eyes. They continued to work towards a better future, taking on missions to destroy virus labs and establish trade relationships with other survivor groups. And through it all, Jack had never forgotten the young woman they had rescued during the mission. She had become a valued member of the community, and she and Jack had grown close. As they sat together on the roof of one of the buildings, watching the sunset over the wasteland, Jack turned to her. "I never thought I could find happiness in a world like this," he said. "But you've shown me that it's possible." She smiled at him, her hand in his. "We've all been through so much, but we've come out stronger on the other side. And it's because of you, Jack. You've shown us that there's still hope." Jack felt a sense of pride and fulfillment wash over him. He had fought for something greater than himself, and he had succeeded. He had found a sense of purpose and belonging in this new world, and he knew that he would continue to fight for a better future. As the sun set over the wasteland, Jack looked out at the horizon, feeling a sense of hope for the first time in a long time. The world may have been broken, but they were working towards fixing it, one small step at a time. The end. Thank you for joining us for this story. Don't miss out on future episodes, so make sure to subscribe to our podcast. This is Amalia Dupre, and the team at This Podcast Will Make You Sleep, wishing you a restful night. Sweet dreams.